Hi and welcome to SCL, the Subject, Composition and Light Photography Podcast. My name's Rob from robinobphoto.com and this is my little audio diary through the wonderful world of photography. Well, if I sound a little out of breath, it's because I've just been climbing over a vehicle obstacle. I'm actually out on a photo walk. I thought that might be quite good, seeing as it's episode 150 of SCL. We actually made it that far, so big thanks to everybody who's been listening to the beginning, or if you've picked up the show along the last couple of years. There's been the ups and downs, there's been the starts and stops, but I hope everybody's enjoyed it and don't mind putting up with my droning about all things photography for the foreseeable future. So yeah, I'm down in Browndown training camp area. If you go onto Google and do a search for, I don't know, what could you put in? Gosport, G-O-S-P-O-R-T, and Browndown, B-R-O-W-N-D-O-W-N, space training camp. There's an area of Gosport that's kind of by the sea that the military use for doing sea landings. There's a shooting range here, there's a camp here, there's a big obstacle course, and generally just an open area of kind of scrubland next to the sea that they can run around with, fire their guns, drive their tanks and their cars around, and generally practice amphibious warfare as well. I haven't actually been down here for a long, long time, since I was a kid probably, because it's a very large area. It's kind of hidden away. We don't really think about it because it's in between the two main beaches in Gosport, which are Stokes Bay and Leon Solent beaches, and it's nestled quite nicely in between them, and there's a big bit of like heathland behind it as well, so you don't really when you're driving past it you can't really see anything here. I don't know if any of you guys know Top Gear, so the British driving program, it's all about cars and stuff, but they did a famous section where I think they were testing out the new Ford Fiesta a couple of years ago, and they did an amphibious landing from a landing craft in a Ford Fiesta with the Royal Marines, and there was helicopters going off, flying around, and machine guns and tanks and grenades exploding, all this sort of stuff. And that was, I think that was actually done here in Browndown. Before we go on though, we've got to have a quick word from our sponsors, which is GoToMeeting. If you've ever been involved in a conference call, you'll know how incredibly boring they can be. Or if you've had to go to lots of different meetings all over the country or even all over the world to meet potential clients or existing sales teams, you know, the cost for that is not insignificant. But what GoToMeeting gives you is an opportunity to do these things over the phone on your computer, but where you can also see the screen of yourself, so you can share what's on your PC with everybody else. And now we also have high definition video calling as part of it as well, so that means that as you're having your chat with your sales colleagues or potential clients, they can see you and they can see your screen and you can see them, and it's really fantastic. We actually got to have a go with the new GoToMeeting with the HD video conferencing before we actually pulled in this sponsor, and it really is very special indeed. So all you've got to do is not pay anything now, you can try it for free. Just go to GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, and then enter the code podcasts. So just visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, and then enter the promo code podcasts. Now, as I'm walking around down here on Browndown, there's quite a bit of wind, so I'm a bit worried you might be getting a bit of wind from the mic, so I'm just trying to find somewhere that's a little bit more sheltered, and you'll obviously hear my crunching as I'm going across the shingle, because the surface is a bit of a cross between, there's lots of beachy type bits, and then there's this kind of heather, and then there's harder bits too. So what am I going to talk about this week for the 150th episode? Well, not really, it's just really a chance of saying thanks to everybody. I've actually managed to, last week I was talking about my hunt for different lenses. Well, funny enough, so on eBay I was hunting through and somebody was selling the two lenses that I really want for my 350D, my Rebel XT, the 18-55 IS and the 55-250 IS, Canon's budget entry-level sort of zooms. EFS mount to the smaller cameras, and they were selling both of them, I think it was for about £180, which is pretty cheap for the pair. And I mentioned it to Suzanne, and she was most generous enough to say, well, why don't you have them as your Christmas present? So she's bought them, so they're on the way. So I'm looking forward later on in the week to getting these two lenses, throw them on the front of my 350D and doing a little bit of play. Now, the reason why I wanted these two from this particular seller, and this might be good to share, was the fact that she said that she bought them with her 60D about 6 months ago. So the 60D, she would have got the 18-55 kit lens on it, and then she bought the 55-250 to complement it to give her the longer focal length. But obviously those lenses, although they're nice lenses, the 60D can probably out-resolve them with its sensor, whereas on my old 350D the lenses will definitely be better than the sensor on mine. So she sold them to, I think she got a 24-105L, does that sound like a right lens? So I was attracted by the fact that they were reasonably cheap, because normally you can pay £150 for a second-hand 55-250 anyway. I like the story. She had very good feedback, and when Suzanne said I could have them, we pulled the trigger, so they're on their way as we speak. The next thing I really wanted to talk about was, although it's a little bit of odds with what I was saying, like getting new lenses, was the cult of sharpness, and how sometimes I think in photography, and I know I've talked about this many times before, but we can get a little bit obsessed with our kit and the idea that a good photograph is one that is technically good or great. And lots of people relate this to how crisp and sharp an image is out of a camera. And this leads us to maybe not being that satisfied with the type of photographs we're taking. It can lead us on a hunt for different cameras and different lenses, different tripods, to reach this sometimes unattainable goal, really, of having incredibly sharp photographs. Now, I have seen very, very sharp photographs. You see them in magazines. I remember a chap who came in to Jessup's when I was working there, and we developed some of his photographs to large 10x15s, and they were of birds of prey. I think they were taken at a bird of prey sanctuary, and so the birds of prey were kind of sitting on posts or sitting on people's arms. And he was using something like I think he was using the 100-400 I can't remember what it is, but the L Canon lens, the big long one. And these were incredibly sharp photographs, very, very good indeed. But, you know, as I was talking to him, as he said, you know, part of the reason why they look so sharp was, you know, he was using a nice camera. I think he was using a 7D. He had a great lens on there, but he applied sharpening in post as well, you know, around the eyes and the feathers and things like that to bring out those details. And they were very, very sharp. But really, having a closer look at these images, what made them special wasn't the fact that they were just incredibly sharp, or that undoubtedly helped. It was the look of the birds. It was the light that he had taken the photographs in. Gorgeous sort of, I don't know if it was in the early evening or later morning, but it was nice and soft and full and glowing. And the looks of the animals as well. You know, the birds were looking towards the camera, and he'd caught them in what looked like very, very natural poses. So guess what I'm kind of getting at here is, although having fantastic equipment definitely helps, what's really important about getting great-looking photographs is often the light that you take them in, the subject that you're taking them in, the composition. Of course, you see where this is going, can't you? Subject, composition, and light. But you know, also that moment that you take them in as well. Because if you go back and we look back at the great photographs through history, let's think of photographs that kind of spring to mind as ones that you'll remember. Let me think of sort of famous photographs. The one of the two American athletes at Mexico in 1970, when they're on the podium and they're raising their fists in a sign of unity for black rights and black power. If you think about another photograph, well, from the 60s, I think it was the 60s or 70s, from Vietnam, of the chap who's standing there with his gun held out, and he's shooting a Viet Cong sympathizer, a Viet Cong agent, in the head. If we think about the famous pictures, coming more up to date now, that Mario Testini did of Princess Diana, you know, when she kind of changed her image and did a fantastic shoot. If you think of the photos of Marilyn Monroe standing over that great in, I think it was it New York City, somewhere like that. If, you know, almost every single photo, if you were to look at that photograph really close and blow it up a lot, the reason why it's a great photograph, the reason why these photographs have lasted the test of time, isn't because they're super sharp. It's normally because they were taking up a great subject at a great moment in time. And that's why people still love them and still look at, back at them today. In fact, you know, one of my favourite photographers is like David Bailey, and looking through his work, lots of the photographs aren't that sharp. You know, they're deliberately very grainy because he's using high-speed film from his film days, but the photographs look great because of the concepts and the ideas and the ways that he's taken them. So let's not get obsessed with chasing sharpness, because that is at the expense of us thinking about how we can develop and improve our photography in different ways, which is, as we all know, looking at lots of great photographs and going out there and practicing taking lots of photographs as well. So there we go. This is where we've come to on episode 150 of SEL. Do you want to get better at photography? Just look at lots of great photographs and go out and take lots of photographs too and get lots of practice. Now, went to the car boot sale yesterday. Did three, actually. Did Bridge Mary, did the one at Titchfield, and we also did the one at Burslesdon. What did I come back with? I got a 24mm Sigma M42 manual focus screw-on lens, which looks interesting. I only paid £3 for it, but getting home, I discovered that it looks like there might be some fungus growing inside it. It's a little bit foggy. Took some test shots inside, and there's definitely a haze to the images. But then again, yeah, I was looking at it thinking, okay, it's a bit hazy, it's not incredibly sharp, and getting back to that again. But it's almost like a soft focus effect. So I'm looking forward to playing with that lens. Obviously, at that point, though, I didn't know I'd be getting the 17-55, so the need for me to hunt out these M42 wide-angle lenses has kind of gone by the by, because with a 17mm lens on my 350D, that will be wider than I've ever been on that particular camera. And so I can't wait to give that a go as well. I also, what else did I come home with? Oh yes, I got a copy of Kylie Minogue's La 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 photo book. Our European listeners will probably be, and our British and Australian listeners will definitely be conversant with Ms. Minogue, and she's basically a pop princess who's been around since the early 90s. I think she started off as an actress in an Australian soap called Neighbours, and then proceeded to sort of change her image and reinvent herself many, many, many times. And I mean, it's not like I'm a big fan of her music. I'm more of a metalhead, to be honest. But the imagery in this La 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 book is excellent, taken by lots of different photographers, and really just as inspiration for my photography, because one of the things that I think I need to develop over the next year or so is my portrait photography and taking pictures of people. And so I want to get under my belt and in my photo book collection as many books as I can with great portrait photography in. And I'd recommend anybody, if you're down the car boot, grab it and you see it, grab it out Kylie's La 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 photo book, because although it's all the pictures of Miss Minogue, they're all very, very nice. I won't deny it, she's probably got one of the best bottoms in the business. But you know, there's lots of great ideas for the different ways you can take photographs of beautiful women in there too. And was there a third thing I brought home as well? I got the lens, I got the book. No, I think that was it for yesterday. For some reason, yesterday was one of those days when there was quite a few Polaroid cameras hanging around as well. But I guess, you know, I'm just really excited about the idea of having at last a decent focal range on for my digital SLR. Which means that some of my film kit's probably going to go on eBay to raise some funds for Christmas. I know it sounds like a long way off, but me and Suzanne really like to get all the presents done a lot earlier. And, you know, just starting to concentrate, I know I keep saying it, but starting to concentrate a little bit more again on projects and thinking about where I want to take my photography. Removing it from the idea of kit, whether it be digital or whether it be film, I don't really care. But where I want to go, where I want to be, what I want to be producing, and what I want to be sharing. Talking of sharing as well, I've started playing around with Google Plus. Seems excellent. Great way of getting links and posts from other photographers. If you're on Google Plus, just look for Rob Nunn, R-O-B-N-U-N-N, and I should pop up. I've posted the odd photo and the odd link to it as well. Looks interesting. Hopefully it'll be able to get a lot of traction. And it won't go the way of Google Wave, but I'm still, although it's a great product and it's really good to use on your mobile phone as well, actually, the app's fantastic. Now, I'm just a bit worried that Google will chop if it doesn't gain mass appeal. But have a look for me and add me to a circle, and I'll try and add you to a circle as well. Oh, if you are on Google Plus, though, please add something to your profile that says you're a photographer or post some photos. Otherwise, when I do look at who has added me to a circle, if there's nothing there, if it's blank, then I tend not to add you to circles because I think, you know, it might be a spam or anything like that. So there we are, 150 episodes of SEL, the Subject, Composition and Light Photography podcast. I couldn't do it without you listeners and visitors to the blog and everybody who takes part in the Flickr photo pool as well. I got an email of Joe yesterday, Esker Joe on Flickr, saying that maybe we should start up monthly assignments again, and where I could pull up some of the images and talk about them on the podcast. Superb idea, but I just need ideas for what sort of things people want to go out and shoot. You know, if we've got a theme, and it could be anything from, you know, maybe just a colour. You know, go out and shoot something blue. I just really loose things. So everybody from the person who's retired, who's got all the time on their hands, to the, you know, the busy mum who's got a kid and who can only go out and shoot for 20 minutes a week, we can all have a go. So if you've got ideas, fire me an email, scalespeeder@gmail.com, or visit robnunphoto.com and look for the show notes for this particular podcast, podcast 150, which will be up normally from Tuesday, which will be the 2nd of August, and put some ideas there, or open up a new thread on the robnunphoto.com Flickr photo group, and we can start to think about what we want to be doing. There's a helicopter going over, actually. Hopefully a police one. It's always a bit funny, isn't it, when you're walking along areas next to military bases and things, because you think, you know, especially when you've got a big camera with a big lens in your hand, is someone going to come along and arrest me? But I'd better start working my way back now to where I've parked the car. Suzanne's in Leon Solent going around all the shops, and we agreed to meet back at about 2:30, and I think it's probably about 2:10 now. It's a fantastic day. A couple of little technical things, I guess, about what I've been shooting with today. I've got my 350D, I've got my 28-90 lens on, which I'll be relegating to just being a spare lens in my bigger camera bag. I've got my 200mm Hanimax 3.2, which again, I'm looking forward to putting that into my sort of spare kit bit, because it is one beast of a lens and it weighs way, way too much. But interestingly, what I really like to do more and more these days is the old macro stuff, and so I've got my Helios 135mm f2.8 M42 manual focus lens, which I use with a nice little adapter which turns the screw mount into a bayonet mount, and I mount that on my 350D, and it lets me take with the addition of a few extension tubes, which is just the hollow tubes, to have a go at taking macro photography. It's been a little bit windy today, so I've been using the old adage of photographer's luck and just pointing my camera in roughly the right direction, firing off as many shots as I can at these various bees and butterflies that are hanging around on the flowers before they flutter off. And also popping up the flash as well, because even on a bright sunny day, using a little bit of flash when you're doing macro photography can make all the difference between getting a out of focus, well, a blurred shot because of subject blur or camera blur, and having one that's sharper. Though I guess you could say that macro photography is one area where the sharper you get it, the better the photograph. But no, I didn't want to end on that. I don't want to end on that. You know, photography and great photographs are all about the moment. They're all about the subject. They're all about the composition. And most importantly, they're all about the light. Well, my name's Rob from robnunphoto.com. I hope you've enjoyed the last 150 episodes. And who knows, there could be another 150 more if you can stand it. Thanks everybody for downloading and listening to the podcast, and hopefully pretty soon I'll be seeing you on Flickr.